It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
This guy, if he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by Todd Loya, Pugs Dread, and our special guest of the evening, Kruger. Gentlemen, how goes your evening?
What's up?
Namaste. What's going on, Mr. Kruger? How y'all doing?
It's good.
Glad to finally have you on. We've talked about it before.
Good. Yeah. This is actually like my I've been posting like reviews and stuff. So like, this is my first time actually like getting on camera and reviewing something.
Well, very cool.
Popping the cherry right on.
Yeah, not in the Todd way, but yeah, no, it's cool. It's cool. We're here tonight to talk about a horror anthology, which I'm very excited about. I was a part of one, so I'm a big advocate for horror anthologies because, if one sucks, usually there's some story that's worthwhile, hopefully. Tonight is Scare Package, the new Shudder
original. And it's not Dan's penis. Thankfully.
It's messed up, dude. That's messed up. I guess you could use that name, I suppose. But anyways, you beat me to it. That was a Todd joke, Pugs. I don't know why you used that one on me.
You got to keep everybody on their toes, Dan.
Pretty much.
Pray and spray.
This is... Shudder original just went up not too long ago, and this one has 7 stories, I guess, technically. It's kind of hard to keep track as we get into this one, but I believe it was 7. Correct me if I'm wrong. Scare Package follows Chad, the owner of Rad Chad's Horror Emporium, a video store, who recounts a series of bone-chilling, blood-splattered tales to illustrate the rules of the horror genre to his newest employee. This one had a lot of familiar names. Noah Segan, who I've met, really cool guy, was in one of the stories. Didn't know much about this one going in, but... Pugs, I'll tag you in first. What did you think of Scare Package?
Well, I like the bookends, the wraparound. Like, it starts off strong and it ends strong, I think. Kind of diddles, mm-hmm. kind of diddle daddles in the middle. But overall, very, very enjoyable. You can't go wrong with like 7 stories. You're bound to find something that you like in there. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I like the fact that anything that takes place in like a video store, it's, gets on my good side pretty much right away. There is a surprise, which we won't talk about here, but we'll talk about in the spoiler section that probably sealed it for me. There's like literally no way I cannot like this movie once something happens. I'm not always a big fan of some of the meta stuff, like the beginning part where I don't know, I felt like it was a lot of like Scream type humor that I've seen before, rules of the horror genre that, I don't know, didn't work as well for me. But
we do need a stream episode because I need to fight you on this whenever we do.
It depends. I just, generally speaking, I don't know, like some of the, like the final girl jokes, it's like, okay, we all know it's not as clever anymore.
You're older than I am.
Yeah, see, that's the argument. Like, that's like people getting mad when you get like recap packages watching wrestling. It's always someone's first time. So them establishing the rules is just like if it's a beginner at horror and they see it, they know the rules. So it's establishing. But to a seasoned, you know, viewer like you, it's like, I know all this, move along. So it's like either ignore it or do it. So
I get that. I get that. But Kruger, what did you think of Scare Package? Are you a big anthology guy?
I am. Yeah, you know, I try to watch like, you know, all the ones that aren't like completely, you know, super to no, but like no budget stuff. So, but I liked it. There was a couple of the stories that I just was not a fan of at all. Like, especially the first one. The first one, like, I thought like we were gonna go down like a rocky road, but then a couple of them I like absolutely loved. And they, just like you said, the thing that they do to, I mean, automatically made me just like fall in love with it.
Yeah. Yeah, the heart is there. Like, I don't think this is a perfect movie, but this is definitely one of those ones for me that,
yeah,
you can tell it was made by real horror fans. You know, there's little stuff from the Freddy Krueger car to the potpourri scene. There's all these like little touches that I liked quite a bit. I think they created the video store. I don't think this was shot at a video store, though. I could kind of get that vibe a little bit.
I'm going to disagree with you about that because
you think so?
You know how much of work it's going to be to pull all those, put them in empty cases, make it look like a video store? And the fact that it had VHS and DVD, I think they found it somewhere. There's some still out in LA that are like that. Well, I don't know about now after all this, but there was.
Don't depress me, Todd. They might make it through it. I mean, you don't know.
But it rang true to me. It did.
Mm. Yeah, and there's some funny bits here that are pretty clever, too. I mean, the Goldie Hawn speech I thought was kind of funny. There's some pretty cool gore, practical too. I will say, if you're going to do a low budget anthology film and you've got horrible CG blood,
slight spoiler,
it just kills it.
There is a brain that falls out. That won me over. Like, I absolutely adored that.
There was quite a bit of actually.
Yeah, especially the goo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was probably one of my favorite stories, if not my favorite.
That was my favorite.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That was the one that really had me laughing out loud. Most of it was just more, I don't know, like just cute humor rather than like laugh out loud humor. But that, for me, was just hilarious. And then when there was two of them at that point, I was like, oh, yeah. I wanted that to be the whole movie. Todd, what did you think?
Me too, man.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I liked it. There was a couple weak stories that weren't. But I honestly, I went into this one with really low expectations. I didn't know anything. But from the cover and the house hand and the style, I was like, okay, this is going to need to deliver. And it delivered enough where I was really satisfied with it. I thought it was really clever, and I liked the way they connected the stories a little different than a typical anthology.
Yeah. Yeah, they, and oh man, and there, we will have a spoiler section because there's actually two spoilers worth discussing that one I was aware of, one I was not, just kind of hearing about this production, but this is probably one of the better anthologies I've seen recently. It is different. It stands out the way they do it and the way they interweave everything. And there is one movie that they kind of rip off a little bit, which is spoiler territory again, which we'll get into. But this one put a smile on my face. I dug it. It's a little more lower budget than what I see from Shudder a lot of times. They don't usually go some of the very smaller budget realm, but it worked. I had a good time with it. I need to actually watch that short film festival that they put up too. I meant to, but I'm glad I watched this. I had a really good time. I think everybody that wants something light and fun, just put a smile on your face right now. Check it out.
Cosign.
Absolutely.
So are we going to rate it now or after the spoilers?
Yeah, definitely.
We'll rate it and then we'll talk more openly for spoilers.
We can talk about each episode a little more.
So strictly because of the spoilers, which we'll get into, I got to give it at least a 4 because there's one thing that brought out the inner child in me. So I'm a 4 out of 5.
I'm going to go 4 as well.
Kruger? Todd?
I went 3.5.
That's cool. Good. I know I was going back and forth on both those numbers. I'm going to give it a 4 too. It respected my time enough, and even with some of the weaker stories, I think it's really worthwhile.
Yeah, when it's good, it's great. I will say that when it peaks, it's really good. So this is the spoiler talk segment. So if you haven't watched Scare Package yet, stop listening and pick up later. So there you go. Spoiler warning. All right. So I grew up on Mr. Joe Bob Briggs, and just the fact that he was in it blew my mind. The way he went out was so fucking hilarious. That alone got on my good side. And not the only spoiler, because we also have Dustin Rhodes show up. That one I didn't know about, which was kind of random and welcome. What did you get? Are you Kruger? Are you a? Yeah, are you a Joe Bob fan, Kruger?
Yeah, huge Joe Bob fan. Especially like I'm young, so like I wasn't really around when he was doing Monster Vision and stuff. But since I got Shudder, about 2 years ago, I started watching and just fell in love with him. And like I try to catch the live shows and stuff like that. Like I'm a diehard fan. That's why like when they put him toward the end, it sold me on like the whole everything that I hated in the movie was forgiven, and I was just like, all right, Joe Bob in a fucking horror movie. This is great.
Yeah.
I hope to see him in more, actually. But when he just punches through. Todd, you grew up on it, right, Todd? Because you're the old bastard amongst us, so you kind of were around for the whole run.
you're of original Monster Vision?
Yeah,
I honestly didn't watch it regularly, because it was like I have all these uncut at home, so I didn't bother watching, and it wasn't until later I'd watch. And like watch this for the segments, but I wasn't as regular as you might think because I was already in my teenage years, I'm sure, when it started. Like I watched Up All Night more, I think, than I did Joe Bob.
Up All Night, though, in terms of edited, because you'd have all the sex comedies and it's just like, oh, we're going to the titty club. And it's like, then they're just walking out of the titty club. It was just the edits on that are, a lot worse.
I can see Todd just being like, I know all this shit already. Just being a little smart ass snob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're watching this. We get to see her boobs at 2:37.
No, see, honestly, that's Mr. funny.
Stole my idea.
That's more of a Dan thing.
Todd was the original Mr. Skin. What are you talking about? So, I mean, this one's a blast. It really was. It was just what the doctor ordered. I wish we had more anthologies. I've always said to like up and coming indie people, it's the best thing to do because, you know, you basically get at least three shots to get it right. So, this one had a couple segments. I mean, the werewolf segment was kind of, you know,
although there were some throwaways. The main dude from Dead Girl, Emily Rules.
Noah Segan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That had a cool finish, though. Like, all of a sudden, they were going to sacrifice something to Satan.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dude, a pentagram with live, love, laugh on the wall. Like, you got me.
Dan was mad because he just thought it was a women hating group. Then it had to go and change the werewolves.
Damn, Todd. Damn. But yeah, man, Kruger, thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate yeah, having you. Do you have a favorite anthology horror film? No,
this is awesome. That's like Creepshow, probably. You know, the first Creepshow, especially a Monster in the Crate, that like fucked me up when I was a kid. Like, it scared the shit out of me. And like that was like one of the, like, there was a very few horror movies that did that to me, but Monster in the Crate, yeah. So Creepshow, and like, I love the new Creepshow show on Shudder. Like, I'm the fucking, that shit's like a dream come true to me.
Yeah.
The finger episode. I loved that episode with DJ Qualls from Road Trip. That was a really good one. I did. I rewatched Creepshow not too long ago, the series, and I think it's kind of underrated. I thought they did a pretty good job. So I'm hoping. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we getting?
I think so too. Two?
Yeah, they just said they're doing two and three.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I wonder if they shot that before the virus situation or not. If we're going to get it in time for Halloween,
they're in pre-production for it.
Just writing and stuff. Yeah. I was hoping for Halloween, but yeah, no. All right. So, did any of you guys have a favorite story? I mean, I know we kind of said for me and Kruger, I guess it was the melting man story, which was so good.
That dry humor there was, that cracked me up.
One time in the woods.
And I like when how it just like, kept.
Can you push the
push the goo?
I like when he bit her and he's like, oh, I thought I could control myself. Obviously, I cannot.
Now we know. This side's mine, this side's yours.
There were some good one-liners. I popped hard when the video store owner calls the guy my little Pikachu. I thought that was pretty but oh man. Yeah. Actually, the more I'm talking about it, I hope I didn't like come off too negative about some of the early stories, but as a whole, it's pretty kick-ass. Todd, did you have a favorite segment?
I think it's the same one with the goo. That one was, it mixed the horror comedy. It just worked. That one was so good.
That's the story I was like, oh, this is going to be a goddamn good time. This is strong as fuck. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then it kind of dwindled. But, you know, Joe Bob brought it back up.
Yeah,
I wasn't too big on the, I don't know, Magic the Gathering segment or whatever that was supposed to be. That was, you know, I mean, there really wasn't like a horrible story, but
I didn't care for the fighting one with the black people.
Yeah,
shocker, right?
but. Yeah, no, and it brought the gore more than I thought, for one thing. The babysitter thing was just kind of okay, but there were some funny slapstick bits, too, I mean, I guess, but, yeah.
Bro, I hated Chucky so much.
I didn't like the guy that, I mean, at first I was just like, you know, the whole like being trapped in the movie thing. And I thought he was going to pop up through the whole thing. And I was like, oh shit, this isn't going to be good. But the His fact that he does trash. Share help. Yeah. I don't know. Todd, I feel like even if you're a younger horror fan, you know a lot of the cliches that they were, you know. It's kind of like one of those bad parody movies where it's just like the whole punchline is, oh, look, we're doing Paranormal Activity.
And oh, no, not even the same thing. Because they're
not that bad, but.
Well, no, because one is expects you to see one, which is exactly the opposite of this. This one's expecting you not to have seen it to kind of fill you in. And if you have seen it, it kind of is like, okay, well, I know what they're going for. So it works on two fronts. But I wasn't a huge fan of the segment either, but I get what they were doing and why.
Yeah, I feel like they could have almost have edited some of that down a little bit, and some of it wasn't even really that necessary. I really thought, I was like, is this going to be like this guy's adventure through seven stories? Because... I was like, oh man.
No, I was worried about that too.
You guys don't like him. I liked him popping up at the end.
I did too.
I think it made up for it.
Yeah. I think, and that was the purpose of the setup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cold. And so, like, it was like kind of it set up to suck.
Yeah. It definitely did.
So, cold opening to hot ending.
Yeah, there you go.
They did rip off Cabin in the Woods quite hard, though.
If you want to see it done right and properly, yeah, go watch Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't mind, but I was like, oh, okay, now we're Cabin in the Woods. But yeah, now overall, great time. Check it out. There's quite a few, I think we have a couple other anthologies coming up at some point, because there's been decent amount lately. So Todd, what would you like to elaborate?
Well, we have Krueger on. I figured we talk to him a little bit. Jeez. I know you watch tons of stuff on Shudder. Is there anything that you're like, oh, you should watch this if you have Shudder?
I'm trying to think off the top.
I didn't mean
of my
to put
head.
You, yeah, I didn't mean to put you,
you
know, on
just
the
that, like anything like, you know, all the anything like the, you know, Joe Bob Briggs. Like, you know, all of that shit, you know, is all gold. Even if the movie's like not good, you know, that. So like my recommendation, the Creepshow show, like I love that stuff. And then like anthologies. Did you guys like Nightmare Cinema? That one's really good. I thought was pretty goddamn good.
Wait, I'm trying to remember which one that was.
That's the Mick Garris one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I liked it to a point, but it left me wanting more. I was, the hype for it was so big that like kind of,
yeah,
like,
I do remember that. Yeah, if I would have just went in and just watched it knowing nothing, I would have probably liked it a lot more. But there was a lot of hype around it.
You know, speaking
of that's
hype,
what happened with one, me.
Yeah,
yeah, it had a lot. It did. That one was hyped. I'm looking forward to Profane Exhibit, which is now, I want to say over a decade that's been considered like it was just lost or unfinished. And that's coming out through Unearthed Films. That has countless directors on it. And Stephen Bureau, who I follow on Facebook, I believe said it's almost done. So that is going to be a huge one. It's been shot so long, I think people almost forgotten about it. But I want to say everybody did a segment. I think even Sirjan, who did a Serbian film, even has a segment on that, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Serbian film.
Ruggiero Deodato.
He's now a year old.
Revenge of the Baby. Yeah, you could see it. You can picture it.
It's just it's a
grindhouse style. There you go. grindhouse flick with like a baby like going and getting revenge on like the snuff ring. It'd be awesome.
It's a rape revenge film. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You recreate the I Spit on Your Grave poster. This baby was burned, cut.
Instead of the tattered dress, it's just a baby in a diaper and a broken bottle of glass.
No jury would ever convict it.
Oh, wow. A juvenile.
Todd, that's a million-dollar idea.
I'm already thinking.
You get... I don't know, little person. You could make it work.
I spit on your crib.
I don't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn. Shit, I'm almost only half joking. I kind of want to do this now.
We could do a trailer.
I don't think anyone's surprised Dan wants to do that.
Well, yeah.
We're going to have to find a little person because I don't want to explain.
Get the Kickstarter to, like, going. Parents.
Yeah.
Oh man, that would we would hit our goal in like day one, I think. Another Shudder recommendation I would make that we reviewed a while back. I liked Blood Quantum quite a bit. The Native American zombie flick. I thought that was actually a lot of fun.
What else did you like on Shudder, Dan?
Are you referring to something in particular? Oh, dogs! Dogs don't wear pants. But that was really not a horror movie.
Dan's Don't Wear Pants.
Did you get a chance to watch that? And what'd you think about it, Kruger?
I haven't. I need to watch it still.
My
list. But,
I liked it too.
That bad, eh?
It's fine, but it's not really horror.
Yeah.
I think that's where Todd's
Todd's complaining because we each pick a movie. I see it. I've never seen it before. I was like, okay, it looks interesting.
And I don't like pants.
And there you go. And it's not really a horror movie. It's kind of a bondage movie, but Todd was offended because there was genital mutilation.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just you. It doesn't matter if you've seen the movie or not. You just like gravitate to shit that I hate. It sounds good, but then you watch it like, what the fuck?
It was a good movie. It just wasn't. I agree. It was not a horror movie. It was a weird one to have on Shudder, but. Nonetheless,
it's because what you're into, but
interesting. It was a good film.
Okay, good film. Dan, if you want, now you can ask anyone and then wrap.
I'm trying to think any other Shudder recommendations, but I know there's a couple docs I think they still have coming up. If you're a Giallo fan and you haven't seen Strange Vice of Miss Ward and you don't have the Blu-ray, that is up there now.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. So check that out if you're not a physical media person. Of course, I have the Blu-ray, but...
Humble brag.
I recommend checking that out.
It has to do it.
You should have it if you're a fan. I'm just saying, if you're kid that doesn't buy... physical anymore. I don't know why you wouldn't, but there you go.
Dan snobbing it up.
I'm just keeping the old ways alive, Todd. The old ways alive, Todd.
Is that why you wear the Wild West hat?
The hat's awesome, Todd. The hat's awesome, Todd. It's an awesome hat. All these threats at the last show of
what happened, and I was unable to focus on that. Maybe if you and Luigi could untangle some cords quicker. But
I was waiting for it, but didn't happen. All right. So Check us out, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive and early content. Be sure to, if you're on Facebook, join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook page and like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. You can stalk us on Twitter, Instagram, and we are everywhere now, fleshwoundfeatures.com. And if you're not watching us on YouTube, you could be seeing the exclusive video on youtube.com/fleshwoundfeatures.
Well, thank you for coming on, Kruger. It was a pleasure, and definitely come back.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely, man. Thank you guys so much. Definitely appreciate this a lot. So
thank you again. All right. There we go. Anything else? Are we saying goodnight?
Hail Satan.
All right. Good night.
Good night, guys.